The European Court of Justice says Hungary circumvented European Union law by holding migrants seeking refuge in unlawful prison-like conditions at the Hungarian-Serbian border. Circumstances that are prevailing in the Ruska transit zone, it said, amount to a deprivation of liberty. The court noted that the persons concerned could not lawfully leave that zone of their own free will in any direction whatsoever. Two families from Afghanistan and Iran brought a case. The applicants included Abuzar Soltani, an Iranian Christian artist, and his 11-year-old Armin. They had become a voice for the voiceless of roughly 300 asylum seekers held near the Hungarian-Serbian border. Soltani and his son had been living in blue containers since late 2018 after asking asylum on political and religious grounds. The European Court of Justice ruling means Soltani and other asylum seekers will be brought to more open reception centers. In a statement sent to Vatican News, Soltani thanked God and his friends in Hungary for supporting him throughout this ordeal. In separate remarks, he said he hopes they will be able to live in a free nation. He says the fact that this film is seen outside these fences gives hope that one day my son and other refugee children and their families will be able to live freely outside of these fences and that we can pursue our dreams. Hungary had refused to consider his asylum request and that of other refugees. It argued they had passed through neighboring Serbia, which it views as a safe country. But Serbia refused to take them back. That's why Hungary threatened to deport Soltani back to Iran, though he faces the death penalty there for converting from Islam to Christianity. However, asked about the case, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban suggested to Vatican News recently that Soltani and his son would receive protection.
We regularly, on that kind of cases, just as you have mentioned, similar ones, we are very active. And we have reached some results, but we don't put it to the shop window because, you know, that kind of deliberation of persecuted Christians one by one is rather a diplomatic action, which requests modesty and secrecy. So anyway, but be sure that we are acting on that.
Soltani's attorney and advocacy group Hungarian Helsinki Committee now hope that the court ruling will speed up cases of Soltani and other asylum seekers. The court said because Serbia refused to take them in, Hungary should now resume the procedure. It ordered Hungary to examine the substance of their initial asylum request instead of returning them to their country of origin. But the Hungarian government told Vatican News in a reaction that it disagrees with the ruling. It said that Brussels wants to force Hungary not to defend its borders and make it allow migrants in. It noted that while many frontiers within the European Union have been closed because of the coronavirus outbreak, the EU stop court seems to make external border protection impossible. EU member state Hungary introduced a massive border fence after more than 1 million migrants fleeing war, persecution and poverty entered the EU in 2015. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.